97.9 The Box is the Mad Hatter
Morning Show.
So, Nomi, the big controversy here was a guy is actually suing you.
He's suing me.
Why is he suing you?
What really happens is that the texting was just getting out of control. And I don't know if I should say, forget it. I bought a fake ring and took a picture of it in front of some rumpled sheets. And I said, I have someone now. We're not in a relationship. I was never your girlfriend. You know, this is getting a little bit out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, first he asked for his Harry Potter DVDs, Aladdin, Shrek, and all this.
Is that a joke? I need you to be honest with me.
I wish I would have bought the paper. I didn't know that attached to the petition on the backside is a list in alphabetical order and also by Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm.
All his DVDs. I said, oh my God, he gonna take Harry Potter.
You met this guy while you were dancing.
I met him while I was dancing.
And he obviously swept you off your feet.
No.
Because didn't you live with this guy?
This is what I'm saying. I have never lived with this dude. Basically, I went to U of H so I can get some loans so I wouldn't have to work for a while. So I turned around and I said, well, look, my mama live in Rose Sharon. I live out in Katy. Can I use your address so I won't get no out-of-district fees? And he was like, okay, cool. That's the close to living I've ever came with Robert.
Did y'all at least date in any capacity?
When I went out with Robert, my gay cousin was with me. The last time I went, my homegirl from the club in San Antonio, Maya, was with me. The last time I went before that, my good girlfriend, Gangsta Booty, was with me. Before that, my brother, he had just got out of prison.
I'm sorry. With Gangsta Booty, is it Gangsta because her? Booty. Because she has a...
Oh, my gosh.
She has a Gangsta Booty.
She's
okay.
Amazing. She can bounce like a quarter from like one cheek to the next.
Whoa, hold up.
We'd like to meet her on another show. But that's another show for another time. Another show for another time. Okay, did you have any sexual relationship with said Robert?
No, and I have the emails to prove it.
Well, how did you get the stuff?
Well, get this. Yeah. He gave me a debit card. I thought it was like a one-time gift card. So when I spent it up and then I went to like look if there was a balance, it was some old snack change on there. If you're having financial issues, that's not my problem. I even have a text when he kept saying he wanted to put money on the car for my daughter's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I'm aware of your financial situation. I don't want to make it worse. Oh, no, I want to do this for you. I want to make sure that you two are okay.
Nomi, maybe this guy is doing this. He feels a particular way about you. Might he be felt like you're leading him on, perhaps?
Well, the business is about fantasies. But after
you go out the four walls of the business.
The business never end, baby. Look, you gonna sit up there and you want me to go out in public with you?
Mm-hmm.
That's a fee. You know what I mean? I mean, this is, and it's an understanding in the game. He's come to my home.
Did you invite him to your home?
Absolutely not. And I have the text messages and emails to prove it. I mean, it seems it's comical. It's funny. But it only takes one time to figure out if he's serious about committing suicide. And by that time, it's too late.
Yeah.
And this is from a person who hasn't given him any favors whatsoever. You haven't done anything physically with this man. You have not touched him. You haven't pleasured him in any kind of way.
Robert has told me that he was a virgin. He would never, this is what should surprise me, he would never even hold my hand. He never even tried.
Wow.
He never even tried to lean in and give me a...
So I don't understand what this lawsuit, what is he suing you for then? What did you take from him that he wants back then? I'm confused on this.
It's a loan, the money that he's giving me. He wants, like I told you, them. He is serious about them DVDs. And he wants that laptop back.
So he wants his laptop. He wants his DVDs. He wants $3,000.
Well, that's a combination of it.
And you have a copy of some of the emails that supposedly he sent to you as well. You want to read some of those?
It was torture waiting weeks for a chance to see you. Each week hoping that this week I could see you. It tears me apart not to see you. So why is it that in the past 5 months we've gone on like 2 dates, 3 lunches?
Wow.
This was sent 3 months ago.
Okay.
So then rewind 5 months from 3 months. I've only known him for maybe 9 months. Then down here, how do you think it makes me feel that I have to ask you if you love me? Because there's nothing indicating that you do. You don't want to go out. You don't want to be intimate. You don't seem to care about what I have to say or feel. You stand me up. You don't communicate with me what you're doing. What are you trying to do? Do you think it's okay to send me into the poorhouse?
Okay, in your business that you're in, are dancers misleading men into believing that there is some possibility of relationship or sexual liaison that could happen?
Listen, the first love of my life, I met working there. So there's always a possibility.
Nomi, did you just dance for him at the club or did you do any private dances at his residence?
I dance for him at the club.
You know there's going to be a group of people listening. They don't think what you do is
a
legitimate
job.
Business.
Well, I don't think what are basketball players doing? Football, yeah, they're making millions of dollars running up and down a field or a court. I am a therapist. I sit here and I listen to these people. It kills me how people criticize the game, but yet I can't keep you out the club. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, I used to trick my little change off. I was in love with this Asian dude. I love couples. I love couples. You know, it's awesome. I love black girls. I love black girls.
Can you make twice as much when you're dancing for girls?
Oh, she's talking about she loves couples when they come to the club together. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I went somewhere else. Yeah, sorry about that, JQ.
No, but I love black girls. I love them.
Shoot, I started getting a little warm in here.
So couples tip more is what you're saying.
You know what? The couples, I've learned a lot from them. You know, I'm like half of these have been married for years, and because they are open to certain sexual encounters, I guess you could say, or sexual experiences, their relationships tend to last a lot longer because they have that foundation and trust. I would totally love to have something like that at some point. So I listen to these people. You know, I'm learning. So,
Nomi, real quick on the whole court case, when does it go to court and when will it be thrown out, or what's the legal, what's going on with
that? What's the next move now?
Well, right now, I have 14 days from the time I was served to give a response. Mm-hmm. If I don't, it goes into default, so he automatically would win the case, whether it's frivolous or not. Mm-hmm. So I will make that decision within 14 days because okay. I'm going to countersue.
Okay. And the other question was, I don't know if you've done this yet, but there was like a real crazy email he sent you about committing suicide but not doing it because of what?
Of the Hobbit movie was coming out and Christmas.
Ah!
Mm-hmm.
That is crazy.
All right, so might this guy just be crazy perhaps?
I really kind of don't want to poke too much fun at him because if Absolutely. He's mentally fragile, mm-hmm. I have to respect that to
okay.
a certain degree.
Okay.
It's not my intent. Robert is a nice guy. He was very financially friendly, but I'm not going to sit here because I read some of the comments. It kind of took me back a minute like, okay, well, I get it. It's funny, but sometimes we go to the extreme. I mean, I went on another website. They were calling me all kind of N-words. Mm-hmm. And then on this other website, they were calling him poking fun about his weight and his hair. I have respect for his emotional and mental state.
Okay. Well, that's fair. Nomi, well, thank you very much. After the 14 days, I want to know what happens.
You have? I will get that information to you.